coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Oh, he says, according to his own mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He saved us, not according to our works. By grace are ye saved through faith. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. Yes, you are better than the other one. And you are better than the other one. Yes, throughout last month you didn't sin. Yes, throughout last year you said nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. You even thought nothing wrong. Yes, yes, yes. And here is this fellow here who's been doing a lot of wrong stuff. Now, Jesus says, I give you my righteousness and I bring you into God's righteousness and I make you the threefold blessing. I make you the righteousness of God. Oh yes. So who am I? Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Hallelujah! That's what Paul shouted. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is. He's not going to be. Are you hearing me? He is. He is. The moment you're in Christ, you are. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. A new kind of man. A new species. A new type of being. James said, of his own will begat he us by the word of truth, that we might become, that we should become a type, a kind, a species of first fruits of his creatures. Can you shout amen, somebody? James knew that. John cried out. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. Peter, the Pope, Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, that liveth and abideth forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tremendous life. Who am I? A new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know who I am. Come on. Say it again. I know who I am. So you've got to know who you are. Isaiah cried out, who hath believed our reports? Is there anybody out there that has believed our reports? I know you got your doctor's reports. I know you got a report by your landlord. I know you got a report here and there. The bank has reports. But who hath believed our report? Do you know what this report says? Are you still there? Do you know what it says? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. When you come into this life that I'm talking about, you will no longer be a failure. He says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I can. Say, I can. Say, I can. Hallelujah. I know who I am. Oh, glory to God. Life has changed. Boy, tremendous life. We have come into, he has brought us into a large place. Now we look. He says, those who have entered into his rest have ceased from their struggles. No more struggling in life. You don't have to struggle anymore. You have ceased from your struggles. You have come into this place. It's a place of wholeness. It's a place of righteousness. It's a place of power. It's a place of prosperity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah! Now we are participating in the divine nature. Look, Christianity is not a religion. You have to understand it. It is the life of Christ in a man. He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why we preach the gospel everywhere. That's why I want to tell everybody. I want to shout it on housetops. That's why I want to say it everywhere. Jesus Christ has come. What are you still doing sick? What are you still doing suffering? Jesus has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the love of God. What is love? Love means I'm valuable to him. I'm valuable to him. So he wants me. He appreciates my value. Until you understand value, you don't understand love. When you love someone, you know his value. Until you know the value of someone, you don't really have love. I'm valuable to God. I've come to know that if I had been the only one on earth, Jesus still would have come to die. I know what I'm worth because of the price that was paid for me. So I know what I'm worth. If I asked you now, what's your tie worth? What's your suit worth? What's your bag worth? You'd say, well, XYZ Rand. You tell me how much it costs you. So you know the value. If you had a ring that cost 2,000 Rand and it got missing, you'd look for it and look for it and look for it. And then you'd go out and come back and then, oh, my ring is missing. And you tell those around to help you look for it. Then you go out for whatever business it is. And then you come back and, oh, my ring, 2,000 Rand. And then you look for it. But there are some other rings that cost anything from 250,000 Rand and above. If you lost that one, you are not about to go to work this morning. You are going to be looking for it. Why? It's the same size. It's the same color with the other one. And then somebody says, yeah, you lost a ring last morning. You weren't looking for it like this. Doesn't look like this. What's so different? What do you mean what's so different? I bought 250,000 Rand. You understand? It's not the size. It's how much is put into it. So when I look at me, and I look at what was paid for me, I know who I am. Hallelujah. Papa God doesn't want you poor. He doesn't want you broke. He doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you afflicted by the devil. No, 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 1,000 times no. He loves you too much for that. You are valuable to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I see a woman right now. You have your child who's not been able to walk or sit or stand, wherever that child is, I want you to begin to receive healing now for that child. A miracle is happening right now. You start getting ready. A miracle is happening right now. Hallelujah. Yes, because God sees your heart. You are pained because of your son. You're pained. And God is touched with the feelings of our infirmity. And he also is doing something about your case. The anointing is reaching out to you right now. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Can I tell you something? So many people have just been healed. I'm telling you, many people have been healed already. You see, the Word of God's got power. And when the Word of God gets into you, it'll get rid of the wrong stuff. It ejects everything that is of the devil. And then takes residence in your heart. Hallelujah. All you have to do is let the Word come in. Hallelujah. No devil can stand the presence of God's Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A man is sitting beside his wife. Both of you are HIV positive. Let me tell you something. You are cleansed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody says, how can you make such wild claims? Woo!
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Erroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.